Blog Talk Radio.
I pause because that is a prompt where so many millions of people join us by way of the blog line. And I just want you to know that we're praying for all of you. It's a wonderful thing to have a belief in prayer because prayer changes things. And also praise. We are coming together to pray and to praise Him. Amen. People from all walks of life, from all economic strata, and from every area that you can name all over the world. We'll get into station identification in just a moment. But I just want you to know that we love you and we're so cognizant of your presence and how busy all of you are. Amen. But for you to take time to be with the Lord, amen, means much to me. That's what you're doing, taking time out on first fruits to be with the Lord. And you're giving Him an indication that He is priority, first priority on your list. Now, this is a day and time when people say that they love God, but yet God is at the bottom of their priority list. They put their girlfriends above Him, and they go out and hang out, and then they don't have 20 minutes with God. Then they put their brother and sister, they will, if anything happens, they'll stop everything and leave and go out of town for their brother and sister. Then they'll put their bills ahead of God, and everything is priority on their list. But when it comes to God, He's at the bottom of the list. And God said He's grieved about it. Even when this, and the enemy, the devil, says, do this, they do that. And He says, do this, and they do that. And God says that I give them something to do, and they don't get it done. Or even it takes 10 or 15 times for me to tell them, and they still don't do it. He said, it grieves me. Bernard, it grieves me. You people who are putting God at the top of your priority list. Amen. And God said, what they have, I gave to them. What they know, I taught them. Where they come from, I brought them. The steps they take, I guide them. The roof over their head, I provided for them. The shoes on their feet, I'm the one who blessed them to get it. The clothing on their back, I blessed them to have clothing. Food on the table, everything, I did it. And yet He says, I'm at the bottom of their priority list. Everything is more important. God says, I'm tired of it. And God says that He's grieved about it. I wouldn't grieve God if I were you. I would just be so anxious to let Him know that He's more important to me than anything in the whole wide world. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is a wonderful day. Amen. In the background is my mother, Mother Andrea Johnson. Amen. We're going to pray, and then we're going to praise God. And Mother Johnson is going to be coming to us today. Oh, my God. My God. Get ready. Because anything she says is going to be full of wisdom. She's 95 years old, and I just sit at her feet and just be blessed, amen, because she can give you some wonderful wisdom about anything that you are undertaking as well as going through. May God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are the reason for every season. God, we just thank you for what you've done for your people and for me. God, we just praise you for what you're doing right now and for what you're going to do today. Oh, we glory in you. We glory in you. We praise you, and give you the adoration. Oh, for everything. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's on this line. Yes, God. The power of God prevailing. I want to thank you for healing my body in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you touched me. You healed me. It's like an awesome miracle. And I appreciate it more than I can express in words. Look on the people. I know you as a healer. You've done so much for me, I cannot even tell it all. Look on the people and touch and move. In the name of Jesus, bless, oh God, bless. Work it out for them, God. Some people are going through something rough. but you're able to fix it for them. Some people have their backs against the wall, but you're able to turn it around. Some people are going through struggles, and you're able to bring them through. Some people have so many bills stacked so high, but you're able to bring them out. Some people had the phone ring late in the midnight hour, and God didn't know anything and how to get through the storm, but you're able to bring them out. Some people have been through the valley of the shadow of death and didn't even know how they were going to make it, and the doctor didn't know what was wrong with them. Oh, but God, here you are, knowing everything, and you're able to fix it. Oh, some people have been scrutinized and ostracized. Some people have gone through so much in their lives and bruised and wounded. Who would know how to heal wounds and bruises better than you? You know all about all the people. You know about their struggles, their down sittings, and their uprising. You know when they sit down and when they rise. You know everything. And so we come to you asking you to bless this prayer line today. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load in the name of Jesus. We just glory in you. We glory in you. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the adoration. It is be thine to thee, Lord. We love you and we praise you. Now, bind the enemy, forgive all sin on this prayer line. Sanctify the line.
On your prayer line.
Jesus covered in Jesus' name. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we ask that you would take over and render to us, Lord, the anointing and your protection over us in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you again and again and again and again. And we pray all this properly. Everything we ask it, Lord, that you allow it to be in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you this morning. Hope you're awake this morning and waiting on Mother Johnson. She'll be speaking in just a few minutes. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake? Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
To
morning. Good morning.
Let's take time to speak to God because he is in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Yeah. I've never seen him in the physical flesh, but I'll tell you one thing. I believe he's more real than I am. He's more real than you are. And he's in the room. Amen. He comes in the room for purpose and specific reasons. Since he's in your room, why don't we take time to really speak to him as though we want him in the room. Lord, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless all of you. And let's give him, you let it off. I don't know. I think that was Sister Forshee, Ambassador-elect Forshee from Utah. Let's go right into praise this morning. And if you got a praise for him, I'm going to ask you to give it to him. Because, see, everything you have, he gave you. You didn't know nothing about your heart beating all night long, did you? You owe him some praise this morning. You woke up, and your name wasn't on the death list, was it? It was. He took it off. You owe him some praise. Amen. Are you able to move your feet? Move them right now. That's enough to praise him for right there. Because some people don't have feet to move. And yet, here you are, able to move your feet. Let me tell you something. You are blessed. Let's give God a praise. When I say praise check, come on in. Don't lag. Come on in and give him some praise. Let's do it right now. Praise check, everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless you, all of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. We've had a glorious week. Glorious week. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, "Son, I want you to have the people to speak this week." And we started off with Ambassador Patricia Stern. And my God, I can say that about every day. God, Jesus, have mercy. These folks have been so off the chain, so wondrous as they have spoken for the Lord. Amen. And then we went through Pastor Williams. My God, Pastor Williams, same way. They're all in the same boat. They're riding in the same boat together. Amen. I've never, as I know of, had anybody to understand my vision more than Pastor James Williams. And I think many of you do. Amen. But he expressed it on what was on Wednesday. Oh, my God, in such a glorious way. He spoke gloriously. And then on yesterday, Thursday, amen, Ambassador Gail Stitt, she, oh my God, all of these speakers, she was just marvelous. And all these speakers have been marvelous this week. I got kind of mixed up on Thursday. You got to understand, I got a lot of things going. I don't say that boastfully, but I'm just trying to get you to see that I got a little mixed up on the days there, thinking I was going to speak today. But I'm just so happy I am speaking today. Yeah. When you hear my mother, you hear me. You hear me, you hear my mother. Isn't that amazing? Jesus said the same thing. He said, when you see me, you see my Father. When you see the Father, you see me. Me and the Father are one. Amen. That's the way I feel about Mother Ellie Johnson. Mother Johnson and I are one. I'm touching her right now. Mother Johnson, I want to thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. She is such a joy. Amen. I keep her laughing many times. You know, laughter is good for the soul. Amen. Like I told y'all about, I came in one day, 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, Mama? She said, yeah. I said, let's have a contest. Let's see who can go to sleep the first. First. And I said, on the mark, get ready, get set. She just went home. She beat me. She went to sleep. And then about an hour later, she woke up and she said, did I win? Amen. I said, yeah, you won, Mother Johnson, you won. This is a great woman of God. Amen. When she was very young, I never forget, she had a busload of young people. She would pick them up. They would pick them up. And she had one of those big, long, yellow buses, 42-passenger buses, and filled it up with young people and took them to the revival. She didn't let them out of her sight. Nobody got in trouble. The girls didn't get pregnant. She kept them in church. Amen, Mother Johnson. And the parents would trust Mother Johnson with their kids. All they wanted to know, is Mother Johnson going to be there? If Mother Johnson's going to be there, yeah, my daughter can go. My son can go. She's trusted by people all across the country. She loves the Lord, and she was early into evangelism, winning lost souls to Christ. I thank God for her. Amen. Because of her, I'm saved today. Amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. I want to thank God for my father, who has been deceased many years, and yet she's holding on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Many people just all across the city come to visit Mother Johnson. Just the other day, I think she had about 17 guests in the house. Amen. Just to sit at her feet and be blessed, Mother Ellie Johnson. You are fortunate today. About 6 months ago, it looked like she was going in. It looked like the Lord was going to take her, but he didn't see fit to take her in. She was so sick. Amen. And the Lord put in my heart to tell her, I don't really believe that the Lord has finished with you yet. Amen. And the Lord showed me that in her latter days, She's going to speak to more people and do like Peter. Peter was saved in that upper room. Yeah. He received the Holy Ghost, not saved, excuse me. He was saved before that. But the upper room, he received the Holy Ghost. And then he preached to several thousand people, and over 3,000 were saved in one day. And Mother Johnson, amen, I know you've done great work, but today we offer unto you over 100 million listeners, amen, and 194 different countries who are wanting to hear you speak today. And to the glory of God, we give him the glory. And we introduce Mother Edley Johnson. All of you know her and love her. Amen. My 95-year-old mother. God bless you. Mother Edley Johnson.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Oh, God, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Why should we rejoice and be glad? Because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it adds no sorrow with it. I want to give honor to God and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all of the executors and all the people of God all over the land and country. This is the day that my son has put me on telespedicus. But I tell you, I have nothing to offer you but the word of God. I don't know what I'm going to say today. Praise the Lord.
I want to ask people all over to put your phones on mute, star 6, if you would. Ambassador Hagan, I failed to allow you to give that station identification. Would you come and do that? And then we're going to receive Mother Johnson while the people put their phones on star 6. Amen. Do that, Ambassador Hagan.
Praise the Lord. God bless. God bless. Good morning, everyone. We're excited about Jesus. We can hardly wait to hear Mother Johnson, Mother to the Nations. She's getting ready to bless us with the word of God. But we're being heard all over the world. We do honor our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson. We give God praise. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Johnson. Hallelujah, First Lady of the Ministry. We thank God for Mother Adley Johnson once again, Mother to the Nations, who's coming up in a moment. Hallelujah, to bless all of us. We do thank God for all the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all the corporate leaders, to all of you from whatever walk of life you are, to all the bishops, to everyone, to my pastor and everyone that are listening. God, here, bless you. We are being heard. We are on air live at this very moment. You can hear us by dialing into the live studio, 347-934-0207, Blog Talk Radio, NPA, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, my Lord, over more than 194 countries and over 100 million listeners, and to God be the glory. And the stats are steady going up every day. And we have more than, oh my, we have thousands of engineers behind this project. We have thousands of other hosts that are carrying the signal. It is an incredible work that God is doing. I want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, whom the Lord is using with this vision to impact the world. Thank you for the excellent work that you're doing, sir, and may God forever bless you. Back to you.
Now, Mother Edley Johnson, God bless you. This is Mother Johnson.
God bless you. Bless every one of you. All over the nation, I'm a little saint of God, been with the Lord many years. But I just love the Lord and love the people of God. I tell you, one time before I didn't understand, but the Lord let me know I had long, long arms. And I could reach out to everybody. Every time one would come, my arms would just grow 1 inch longer. And if there's two or three, it's it. And four or five, it. So I thank God I didn't know what that meant at that time. But oh, since that, the Lord let me know. He gave me arms and love to reach out to everyone. But I love the Lord this morning, and I'm not going to tell you nothing wrong. But I don't know where I'm going. But I do want to say this. We are living in an evil day. The days are evil. And it can't get much worse than it is now. And I tell you, when you see women and men marrying same sex, I tell you, it should tell you something. Well, he said, when you see the day as it was in Noah, then you know the coming of the Lord draws nigh. So he's nigh us than we think. And it's time to shake ourselves and get rid of everything that's not like God. So many times we hold on to little petty things, and we think it don't mean nothing. But anything we're holding on to is not like the Lord. It's not. It's going to keep us from going into the kingdom of God. But I thank God because it's the one day. We don't know now how to seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We get saved, and that's enough. We don't train our people and teach them to keep on pressing, keep on searching, and asking the Lord to fill me, Lord. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. And we felt the touch of the Lord, and we can testify we're saved because 10th chapter of Romans and the 9th verse is, you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We can be saved if we just felt his presence and confess him and let the people know, let the world know that I felt the presence of the Lord and I know I'm saved. But in the 10th verse says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And when he say man, he means one man too. He believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And we don't ever confess this salvation, that God has saved us and give us a mind to live right. We go right back in the things that we was in and worse. But always time to, when you feel the presence of the Lord, you praise him and let him know, Lord, I repent of all of my sins. And I really want you to save me, wash me in your blood, and clean me up, that I might be able to live a life in Christ Jesus. And I tell you, if we can get to that point, we can seek for the others. It's one thing for sure, there's three in the Trinity. The Father, the Son is Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And we got a congestion there. When we get Christ in our lives, and we admit it and confess it and let the world know, I don't go that way I used to go. I'm not who I used to be. But my life has been turned all the way around because I have Christ in my life. And I tell you, when you get to the Father, the Son, and it's got a conjunction there, and the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is just waiting for you to get ready for him. You can't get the Holy Ghost without surrendering your own will to the Lord. Getting all that stuff in there that you think nobody knows is there. You can hold on to it and go on with heaven and hell. But we got to confess our sins and commit our ways unto the Lord and let the Lord bless us that we might get and the Holy Ghost. And when we get it ready, when we get ready, the Holy Ghost will come in because I believe First Thessalonians 5:22-23 says, abstain from all AWL, all appearance of evil, and the God of peace will sanctify you wholly. So we got to get to that step where we be sanctified, get all that mess out of us, all them evil thoughts, those things that I hate, I still hate them. But you got to put love in there. Ask God to forgive you. And let you love everybody, because God is love. And you can't get to heaven without loving folks. Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, neither will he forgive you. So we got to stay on the track, on the line. Hallelujah. And let the Lord lead us and let him guide us and teach us his will and his way. And I tell you, we can just find ourselves and know who we are, know the things that we're holding on to that we shouldn't. Ask God to help you. Wash me in your blood, Lord. Wash me the more. Save me the more. I surrender my all to thee. I give it all to thee. Because, oh, you can't receive no power until you receive the Holy Ghost. I believe Acts 1:8 says, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Power to witness in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. So we got to get ready for Jesus. We got to clean our lives up. We got to get first good in our mind, because that's where Satan starts, in the mind. And so do the Lord work in our mind. When we can get our mind washed and get clean and rebuke Satan when we know it's not the Lord. Sometimes we don't know when it's the Lord because you don't seek to know it. You just go on, whatever comes in your mind, you go on and do that. The Spirit of the Lord say fast, and the devil come and make you so hungry and tell you you don't have to fast today. Well, you say, just put it off and go and eat your food. But oh, we're living in a day to seek God as never before. He said, seek me while you can. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Hallelujah. This is the 55th chapter of Isaiah. Say, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Don't even think evil. When you got an evil thought, rebuke that fellow. That's the Satan himself. He want to get our mind. But let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return. He's speaking to those that have felt the presence of the Lord and said they felt his presence and they saved. But sometimes they have never told nobody that the Lord saved them. But let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Those evil thoughts you have. Those evil thoughts you have against one, your brother or sister. Oh, get rid of them. Let the wicked forsake his way, and let the and if you are God, he will abundantly and pardon you. If you get rid of yourself, yourself is your worst enemy. You think that somebody out there is your enemy, and it's nobody but you, accepting whatever Satan brings to you. And oh, you just sit down and think about it, and it gets a little more real, and it gets bigger and bigger and taller and taller, and the enemy can use your mind, because that's where he works, start working in your mind. And if he can get your mind and get you to thinking evil, I tell you, he can use your ear to get to your heart. But oh, we're living in a day that we can't do nothing except the Lord help us. And I tell you, Jesus is standing by. I believe the 11th chapter of Matthew says, and the 28th verse is, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. All you got to do is go to Jesus. He's standing by. He's waiting for you to hear your cry. He said, I'll give you rest. Put my yoke upon you. Get that word and study that word. And get in that Bible and study about it. Then take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Don't just read it and lay it aside, but study the word to know what it means. When I'm reading the word, things I get to, I say, Lord, I don't quite understand what you're saying here. I want you to open up my understanding that I might understand what you're trying to say to us. Oh, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I tell you, we learn to just go to the Lord when we know that we done made a mistake, when we done make, we know that Satan has caused us to tell something. Hallelujah. Cause Satan to say something that, tell us something that's not true, and we start believing it. But oh, God is standing by to help us. The Holy Ghost is for you. The second chapter of Acts 6, hallelujah. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power to lay hands on the sick and to make heaven recover. That's the first chapter of Acts. And I tell you, the second chapter says, when Lord tells you to have riches might have win. And he filled all the house where they were sitting. And he set upon each of them, and they received the cloven tongue, and they received the tongue, things that they haven't received yet. But Lord, let's teach the folks. There's the Holy Ghost waiting to be taught about it. But you got to come clean before you come in. Pray for Mother Johnson. Let God get the glory out of my life. God bless you, and I love every one of you. God bless you. He certainly is kind of talk. Oh, I thank the Lord because he is so good to me. And, Lonnie, I don't worry about nothing. I just know the Lord sees me. He knows me. And he knows what my heart is desiring. And I'm just going to wait till he comes. I got in too big early. I thought I'd have been out of here by way before now. But since he left me here, I found out there's something else he still wants me to do. and I'm just whatever he wants me to do, and let me know, well, I'm ready. But, oh, God is standing by, because he is saying in the third chapter of Revelation and the 20th verse, he said, behold, that word behold said, look, I stand by. He said, behold, hallelujah, say to me, say to me, Elijah.
I stand at the door, knock.
Well, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, what is he saying to us? He's at the door of our hearts, every one of us. And if there's anything we know that's wrong, he's standing there to correct it. If we'll just surrender our wills to him, he's standing by. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, it means any woman too, will just open the door, I will come in. And I accept with him, and he with me. He accept with any of us. If we'll just open up our hearts and let him come in, we got to let him in. He could step on in there, but he's wanting an invitation. He waiting for us to give him an invitation to come in my heart. I want you in my heart. I want to be clean. I want you to wash me, Lord. Everything that's not like you, wash me and take it out. And I'm ready to serve you. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost will never come if you're holding on to any little thing. You can have it tucked under the rug. Hallelujah. Think nobody knows that. But the Lord sits high and looks low. And he sees everything we do, everything we say, everything in our minds. He know all about it. He know our thoughts before they even get to us. So let us surrender our will. Give up everything. Ask the Lord. Lord, fix me. We want to work it out. I want to be ready when you come. I don't want to be lost, but I want to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is that keeping power. It'll let you know when you're about to say something wrong, and the Holy Ghost will say, let you know, don't say that. You can stop if you will, but so many people just override the Holy Ghost. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyhow. You override the Holy Ghost. Don't override him. When you know that you're not supposed to say a thing, don't say, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyhow. You just stepping on over the Holy Ghost. But I tell you, if you just humble yourself to the mighty hand of God, God will use you to his will and glory. And if you got anything in your life you know about, you got a woman on the side, a man on the side, my God, you fornicating and adulterous and all of this stuff, I know you know what I'm saying. But if you got all that mess in your life, you better shake yourself and ask God to take it out of you, because he's standing by, waiting on you to surrender your will. If you just give it up, you want to give it up, ask him to help you, and that's what he's there for, to give you strength, because he can step in your life and make you do this, that, and the other, what he wants you to do. But no, he's waiting on you to be ready, to want to get rid of your stuff. My God, and he is ready to wash you and clean you up and make you fit for service. Oh, I love the Lord today. Our old ladies getting got old, but I said I'm gonna hold on to his unchanging hand long as I live. I don't care what I have to go through. I'm holding on to the unchanging hand of the Lord. Waiting on him when he gets ready for me. I wanna be ready to go back with him. My God, I'm not giving up and not getting angry about the things I have to go through. But I love the Lord, and I tell you, he has sent me some good help. My children is good to me, and others are good. I wouldn't take nothing. I wouldn't trade them for nobody, or nobody's child, or nobody in the world. And I just thank God. He sent another lady here to help me every night. I praise God. I'm not able to do nothing much, but I just can sit and talk to folks. But pray for Brother Johnson that God will always get the glory out of my life, because I love every one of you. God bless you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Mother Johnson. You were just phenomenal. The Lord used you and every word. I'm anchoring on these words that you said today. I appreciate you so much. Appreciate you just having the energy at 95 to just preach to the people today. I'm going to open the line up and let the people talk to you today. If you don't mind, do you? You don't mind, do you, if I open the line up and let them talk to you?
All right.
All right, she says, all right. God bless you. All right, I'm going to open the line up and let you all just encourage Mother Johnson. She encouraged you. The line is open to you, whoever you are. Who's first?
Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. God bless you, my chief ambassador. I'll yield to you. Amen. But I certainly, certainly thank God for Mother Adley Johnson that came into my life. This is Ambassador Stern, and it has been such an honor and a blessing and a privilege to hear and embrace your voice, embrace your presence. Amen. For a woman of worth that you are, to bring out the scriptures, always teaching us on the Holy Ghost salvation, keeping our temple clean. Yes, we do need this, Mother Johnson, and I thank God for you. I receive everything that you tell us. I just embrace your presence, your love. Amen. Such a woman, woman of God that grew in God, and you could tell it in your spirit, in your walk, and in your talk. And thank you so very much for loving me, for loving us. And I love you so very much. God bless you, Mother Johnson.
God bless you, Dr. Stern.
Good morning,
Good morning,
Ambassador Mother Johnson. This is Ambassador Yvette Williams calling from Phoenix, Arizona, area code 480. God bless you, Mother. I love hearing you speak with such wisdom, and I receive it all as well. I thank the Lord for you, and God bless you, woman of God. You stay encouraged and keep on letting the Lord do what he does in you. God bless you.
God bless you also, darling. God bless you.
Amen. Mother Johnson, this is Sister Larry from Michigan, area code 616. And I am just encouraged by your words this morning. Some of the things that you said were exactly what I'm going through and what I'm dealing with. But I know that God is able, and that if you, you know, seek him and you want his will, then it will be done. And I just thank you. I see why everyone is so in love with you, because you are wise and you're so patient. You know, your voice didn't even raise not one time. And, you know, I respect that, and I just thank God for your wisdom. I thank God for your words. And even you prophesied to me this morning, amen, and I receive it, and I'm just determined to just keep walking with the Lord and to just keep seeking his face. And, you know, that I'm able to be on a prayer line. I'm just thankful. I see the change in me. I see the change in my home. And I'm just grateful today for you. I'm grateful today for Ambassador Johnson. And I just pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen you and to heal you and to keep you around for a little while longer. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. It's a great woman that the Lord made. Give me strength. You don't have to pray that the Lord will keep me longer.
And I do love you. I love you. Love you very much. I love you.
Love you also. God bless you.
This is Ambassador Pfeiffer just saying and giving a shout out to this young woman of God, Mother Johnson. Bless your heart. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we're just praying and thanking God for you. Amen. I tell them all the time how often you've shared so much with the youth prayer line and how you have been a blessing to all. And we just praise God for you yet on the battlefield for the Lord. And I just pray that when we are that age, that we yet hang in there and hang on, and that we are yet serving God and going strong and preaching, teaching his word in a mighty way. You shared so much with the body of Christ until it makes us want to grow up in the Lord and be strong in him. So God bless you, Mother Johnson. Continue with the word. Continue seeking him and continue sharing those wisdom words with the body of Christ. And God bless you, and we love you much. Thank you so much for once again giving us what God has given you to keep us in these last and evil days. Bless you.
Praise the Lord, Mother Johnson. This is Evangelist Johnson and Ann Johnson in New York. I just want to thank God for you, Dr. Johnson and Sister Betty and everybody on the line. I just want to say I thank you for the wisdom that you releases to us. And I just thank you for giving us that deposit, because it's what I need to hear. And I just want to thank God for you. God bless you. And I thank God for the strength that you have. I'm telling you, that message that you taught this morning really helped me a lot. And I'm going to keep it stored inside, and I'm going to keep it on deposit. And I'm going to use it to help somebody younger than I am, and I'm going to share with them. And I just want to say, God bless you, Mother. I love you very much, and I thank God for you.
God bless you also, baby, and I love you too.
Good morning, Mother Johnson. This is somebody
morning,
who prayed you for one gold guinea. This is 816, Ambassador Lake Charlotte Gray. Sending my love to you via telephone. Love you. Appreciate you.
Oh, I love you also and appreciate you. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. This is Ambassador Smith from Arkansas. And I want to say to you that I love you dearly. For years when I was coming up in the church, it was a hard thing for me to do, was just to say mother to some of the other mothers, because I grew up with my mother up until about 7 years ago, and everyone didn't act like a mother, so I struggled with it. And I can truly say today, I have no problem saying Mother Johnson to you, because you are a mother, you are the epitome of a grandmother, a mother of the nation, a mother in your community, a mother in the government, the mother in your city, the mother of this prayer line, a mother of wisdom. And when you speak, everyone listens. Amen. And you say it with such grace, as the Bible says, so the hearers can receive it. And I love you much for that. And I am still standing, Mother Johnson, and I'm still holding on, and I'm going to continue to speak God's blessings over you. So you know, every time we speak a blessing, he keeps adding days and days and days and days. Glory to God. So we just keep putting, speaking those blessings upon you. Hallelujah. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
God bless you also. Appreciate you, and have a wonderful day.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. This is Pastor Williams. God bless you, Mother. Oh, my God, we love you. We thank God for you. The grace of God be upon your shoulder, on your head. May the oil of God run all over your body, that because you are special to him. As long as you're special to him, you're special to the people of God. Mother, Mother, God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you. May you live a long time, long life, longevity, long strength. Be upon you, in Jesus' name. God bless you. This is Pastor William from Georgia, Lady Hagen's brother.
God bless you, Elder William. I appreciate you calling. God bless you.
You as well.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. This is and I just want to thank you for that beautiful sermon this morning. Thank you for the wisdom you give us. And I want to know we love you. And may God bless you to see many, many more years so you can encourage us, because we need your wisdom. May God bless you. Have a blessed day and a blessed year in the Lord. Brother Britt.
God bless you, darling. God bless you. Appreciate you. Keep me in your prayers.
This is Sister Linda Farshi and Rick from Utah 801. Mother Johnson, I just enjoy you every time. Hallelujah. You gave me something. You know, you always have that good wisdom and love for everyone. And I just want to tell you I love you, and I thank you for your word this morning. And thank God for everybody on this prayer line.
God bless you. God bless you. Love you.